You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, today I come to you from the Gospel of John chapter 12, starting from verse 1 to 10. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany with Lazarus, where Lazarus lived, who Jesus has raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, a keeper of the money bag. He used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. On an account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. This is like a story that you can preach 10 sermons out of. But this is a devotion for Lenten season. Our Jesus, who was humble, who was kind, who was so lowly in his life, in the middle of that humility, some kind of powerful thing happens. A very, very expensive perfume was not poured on his head, not on his shoulder, not on his chest, not on his neck, but on his feet. This thing tells me at least two major things. Number one, the prosperity and the pride of this world had to be subject under the feet of Jesus. This is very expensive. It is of great value. But if it is not dedicated for the glory of Jesus Christ, it is of no value. We live in the United States, in the most prosperous nation in the world. Things that we have, the rest of the world don't have. The care, houses, the cars, the gadgets, the commodity, the money, the dollars. Everything that we have, everything that we take for granted. The whole world do not have half or less than half of that. We are living at the top of the global prosperity. And we have to give glory to God and live humbly for what God has given us. And this woman brought a prosperity of her life, the success, the saving of her life under the feet of Jesus Christ. She gave her life, she gave her resources, her time and her talent. Today I pray whatever we have, whether it's time, treasure or talent, should be put under the feet of Jesus Christ so that everything that we have give glory to Jesus. And the second part of this story is when we give our life to Jesus, we have to also expect opposition from within the church and outside the church. And this woman faced opposition from the apostles, from the disciples of Jesus, especially Judas, who said, this is a waste of money. This is a waste of resources. And Jesus spoke one word, leave her alone. Jesus protects his own. Jesus protects his children. He comes between us and our opposers and says, leave him alone. Let her be. Let her do. Let her go. My friends, the freedom you have to preach and to believe, the freedom you have to worship and confess, the freedom you have to be a Christian, the freedom you have to live in discipleship, the freedom you have to live openly as a believing Christian is because Jesus has spoken to your enemy, saying, leave him alone, leave her alone. And because of that, this woman proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ through her action of generosity, that she brought her perfume and poured it under the feet of Jesus. And that perfume filled, the aroma filled the house, and it was glorious. Today I declare the word of God, leave him alone. Because when you give your life to Jesus, he takes care of you and he fights on your behalf. He defends, he guides, and he empowers us to pursue the purpose, the plan, and the love of God for our life. Leave her alone. And her story is being told until today. Leave her alone, said Jesus. I love how Jesus intervenes, how Jesus intrudes, how Jesus stops our opposers, our persecutors, saying, stop. That's what he did in the book of Acts chapter 9. While Saul was pursuing Christians and persecuting them, he stopped them. Unless you stop persecuting them, this is going to be deadly for you. And that's when Paul surrendered. Today, I tell you, Jesus is fighting for you, and Jesus is fighting for us for one purpose, so that we can be free to give him honor, to give him glory, and to live Christ-centered life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.